With Megan Lynch, I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 8:23. Hurricane Milton is a Category 4 storm and setting its sights on Florida. Residents are doing what they can to prepare. The storm is expected to hit Florida late Wednesday or early Thursday, with forecasters warning it could be the worst storm to hit the Tampa area in over a century. Joining us now, Axios senior climate reporter Andrew Friedman. Andrew, thank you very much for being with us. Where exactly is it expected to hit?
Right now, it is expected to hit somewhere in between the Tampa Bay area and a little bit south of there. The exact landfall point is going to vary over time. Hopefully, we'll have a better idea of that today. But this is a pretty dire scenario for the coastline of western central Florida.
So, you know, yesterday it strengthened to a 5, then it settled back down just a little bit again. Are there concerns that it could strengthen again to a Category 5 before it makes landfall, Andrew?
You know, I think the message is that this thing intensified explosively where it was. We don't anticipate, I wouldn't anticipate it to regain Cat 5 intensity, though it is possible. The Hurricane Center is forecasting it to make landfall at a Category 3. The problem is that the hurricane's expanding in size. They expect it to double in terms of its wind field, the area that it's going to cover. That's going to put a lot of water into motion. So even if its winds weaken considerably before landfall, the water is what we're worried about, because it'll have the surge of a stronger storm. So it's not so much that I'd focus on the category today. There's going to be fluctuations in strength, but I would more focus on the likely impacts at landfall.
Andrew, could you explain the storm surge? How does that happen, and what size are we talking about here? If you could compare it to what we saw with Helene and maybe others.
So for Tampa Bay, this is unprecedented in more than 100 years if it takes the tracks that we're worried about. The storm surge happens as the hurricane's winds and pressure pile water towards the shore, especially along the exact landfall point and to the south in this case. The coast of western Florida is particularly susceptible to surge because the shape of the continental shelf offshore allows the water to build up as it piles towards the coast. So the surge is really this buildup of water that adds to the tide level. And the Hurricane Center is looking at, you know, possibly, depending on exactly where you are, upwards of 9 feet of inundation and a storm surge of 10 to 15 feet. So going to compare that to Helene. Helene was heavily damaging in the Tampa Bay region, and that was only 7 to 8 feet of surge. So this would be unprecedented. That is why officials are going out and saying very dire things to get people to leave the evacuation zones. And the hope is that it takes a jog that is in a helpful direction for Tampa Bay, but that would mean that it affects other pretty populated areas.
When you look at the response from officials and their efforts to prepare people, do you feel that it is adequate at this point?
I mean, I'm not one to judge the adequacy of it. I do think that there has been a ramp up in the messaging that's appropriate for the threat. And I do think the Weather Service is really on top of this. In terms of the local officials, you know, you can quibble with one county or another, but it seems like they've all got the message and are spreading that message.
And Andrew, just finally, in case people are just tuning in and catching you, this is expected late Wednesday or early Thursday. Is that accurate in that window?
Yeah, the impacts are going to start during the day tomorrow for western Florida as tropical storm force winds come ashore. It's not going to make landfall until most likely tomorrow night or early Thursday. And then you have it You have to have it crossing the Florida Peninsula with hurricane force wind gusts inland and even on the Florida East Coast. So once it gets inland, we're less worried about the deadly danger of the surge, more worried about heavy rainfall causing flooding and wind damage, so prolonged power outages across the state from where it makes landfall.
Andrew, thank you so much. We appreciate your perspective this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That is Andrew Friedman, Axios senior climate reporter, joining us this morning on KMOX.